Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 15th of November. Prepper tip of the day is to get a pair of merino wool socks. Just do yourself a favor, get one pair. Wear them for about a week or so. You'll be convinced, like I am, that you'll want to wear them all year long, like I do, whether it's 10 degrees or 110 degrees. You'll love your merino wool socks, so check that out. This is Firearms Monday. We have Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomcentertraining.com. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon. That is 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, events continue to move forward worldwide. We've got Belarus bringing in Muslims and now arming them and trying to sneak them across the border with Poland. We have NATO allies reinforcing the Polish troops. We now have 100,000 Russian troops on the border with Ukraine. I just looked it up this morning. The D-Day invasion, the Normandy invasion, June 6, 1944, was 156,000. So this is a sizable amount of troops on the Ukrainian border, isn't it, sir?
It sure is. 100,000 men is more than significant.
Well, it's not, you know, Russia for decades has, they bring maybe a couple of dozen tanks, maybe 2,000 or 3,000 troops to make a political statement and rattle some sabers. But we're way beyond saber rattling in this case here, aren't we, sir?
Well, yeah, we're past that point. What I actually think is going to happen is either Russia or China are going to wait for the other one to make a move, and they're going to time their move, or they've already colluded together and decided to make their moves at the same time or near the same time. And I think you'll see Russia make their move, and I think you'll see China make their move for Taiwan almost simultaneously.
Well, that would be a smart thing to do. And our enemy may be devious, they may be evil, but they certainly aren't stupid, are they?
No, in fact, if you'd have said to me 20 years ago that the premier executive in Russia would be anti-abortion, anti-homosexual, and the American president would be openly gay, pro-homosexual, pro-abortion, I would have said, I don't think so. But when we had Obama in the office and Putin in Russia, that's exactly the situation that existed. So,
well, it was. And Hussein Obama is homosexual, in my opinion, based on the evidence that I've seen and the men I've talked to who have met him personally. And Vladimir Putin has been making very excellent comments and statements regarding Christianity, conservatism, being anti-abortion, all this deviant sex thing. It is pretty amazing.
Well, I don't know. I don't know that Putin's a Christian. If he is, he's done a lot of repenting. But the fact is that Putin actually is knowledgeable and wise enough to understand that these sorts of things break down society, and he wants Russia to stay strong.
Well, protecting their people, even under communism, the Russian government prohibited the importation of microwave ovens because they wanted their people to be healthy and vigorous and strong. So they don't allow microwave ovens to be imported and sold into Russia, which has very adverse health effects on people that consume food. It's been cooked in a microwave oven. Well, the reason I'm mentioning these things on Firearms Monday is I don't believe we can count on our military, which is being devastated by these COVID vaccine mandates. The highest percentage, you got some contacts yourself, but one of the highest percentage of men denying the clot shots is the men that are in the special operations, which would be the Navy SEALs, Green Berets, Army Rangers, the Marines. They're among some of the highest percentage of people who will not get it and will consequently be leaving, won't they, sir?
Well, they're fighting right now. You know, they've gone to court. They're trying to fight to stay in, and I suspect they could win their legal battle. Unfortunately, we now have a leadership in our military that is very pro-China and very pro-destroying the United States. I mean, look at what they're teaching our cadets at West Point. I mean, it's absolutely horrendous. And so our military leadership has been indoctrinated for easily the last 20 years. And it's not serving the American people. It's serving their globalist agenda. So I got to tell you, you know, after Afghanistan, our military has forfeited their favored status in our society. You know, it used to be, and I'm not talking about veterans here, okay? I'm not talking about men that went and defended their country and stood up their country and served their country and did the right thing. I'm not talking about you guys. I'm talking about the people that are currently active in the military, particularly those that were in Afghanistan when we gave up Bagram Air Force Base and left our enemy with $81 billion worth of weapons. But, you know, it's the same thing we saw in Ferguson, John. They had three different National Guard units, MP units, supposedly deployed to Ferguson. One of those units was held at the airport. Most of the rest of another unit was deployed in Clayton and in St. Louis City to protect the banks, a full 15 miles from Ferguson, right?
Right.
And then the other unit was allowed into Ferguson on Wednesday night, like two and a half days after the burning and rioting and all the destruction was done. But it taught me the lesson very quickly that the government is not going to defend the people. The military is not going to defend the people. Okay? Now, to Oklahoma's credit, The Oklahoma National Guard system, their leadership, and the governor have all told Biden to go take a long walk on a short pier. They have completely rejected Biden's order, and they've been public about it.
Which order? Which order?
To take the shot, the mandatory vaccine order. So the Oklahoma, the people in Oklahoma are standing up. The governor's standing up. The leadership in the military is standing up. And this is what you're going to continue to see, John. You're going to continue to see this divide where some military leadership stands up against the vaccine mandate. Some special forces stand up. Some Marines stand up. And then you're going to see a bunch of other lemming-type people serving in our military. They're just going to comply. They're going to roll over and comply. And thus the divide is created.
Now, the Oklahoma situation, you're talking about the Oklahoma National Guard specifically. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'll say good for them. Good for them. I would suspect that there's a fairly high percentage of Native Americans in the Oklahoma National Guard. Would that be an accurate assessment?
You know, I don't know the answer to that. I didn't look at those numbers when I was working for the government, and so I'm not really sure how many Native Americans are in the Oklahoma National Guard. I have no idea.
Well, a large percentage of the Oklahoma is reservation territory. I know that. If you look at a map of Oklahoma, you see reservation after reservation. There's, I'm not sure how many tribes, 10 or 12 different tribes, maybe more, represented in tribal areas, reservation areas of Oklahoma. Good for Oklahoma.
Yeah. I got to tell you, we're going to have co-heroes of the week here on the show this morning.
Okay.
Okay. So this guy in the National Guard in Oklahoma is, I think it's Army Brigadier General Thomas Mancino. Okay? So he's an Italian guy, and I think he's just taking a position here that is absolutely correct. He called the vaccine mandate irresponsible. So Brigadier General Thomas Mancino of Oklahoma is going to be one of our co-hero of the week. You're never going to guess who the second one is, John.
I'm listening.
It's Britney Spears.
Really?
Can you imagine that? Britney Spears being a co-hero of the week on Firearms Monday on the John Moore Show?
This is okay. I got to hear why.
Okay. The reason why is Britney Spears is the only woman in the United States that we know of to gain freedom under the Biden administration. She actually has more freedom now than she did when Biden took office. And that's because a judge ruled just this past week that she's now a free woman. She's not subject to the conservatorship of her father, which she has been for the last 8 or 10 years.
Well, I knew that was in the works. I'm glad that she's now free. And
I am too, honestly. Never been a Britney Spears fan. But I got to tell you, I'm happy that she's now gained some of her freedom back. It brings joy to my heart when any human being, including Britney, maybe she'll get her act together now, but it does make me feel great when people add freedom to their life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It reminds me when I signed out of the Army shortly after midnight in 1970, active duty. It was like a burden had been lifted from me when I signed out of the Army active duty, that I could move on with my life in any way that I chose to without having to answer to the Department of Defense, the Pentagon, and so forth.
Certainly.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, John, you know that we're going to have to coin a new phrase here.
What's that?
And that is, when you run into these rhino, spineless, lemming-type Republicans that claim to be conservatives and won't stand up, you just got to look them in the eye and say, listen, you got to fight at least as hard for our freedoms as Britney Spears fought for hers. You got to fight at least that hard.
At a minimum. Well, let's move on to some firearms-related topics. Was there training over the weekend, sir?
Of course, we had a long-range class. These guys set some new records in the class. We actually had every student in the class make 3 out of 4 shots, their very first attempt at moving targets at 300 yards. What do you think of that?
That's phenomenal.
Yeah, that perfect. Worked out pretty well. And we had Ty, actually tied your record. He ran the table from 200, 300, 400, or excuse me, 200, 300, 500, 600, 800, and 1,000 yard consecutive hits in less than 17 seconds, and he did it twice without a miss in some horrendous wind conditions.
I say good for him. Yeah, and that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Let's take our first caller here, Sam. We got Jeff in Massachusetts. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Sam. The main subject of today is Kyle Rittenhouse. Here's the thing. I hope Kyle gets off the hook. I hope he totally walks. But here's the kicker. I think he did the right thing by defending himself. And he would do what any of us would do under the same circumstances, which is defend himself. With that said, I believe there's going to be riots if he gets off the hook, obviously. But the main part of the call is this. I think Kyle is going to have a bullseye on his back for the rest of his life because he has been damned in the court of public opinion. He will not be able to get a job. That social media will follow him for the rest of his life when he tries to apply for jobs, when he tries to apply for college, when he tries to apply for the military. And Kyle is, in fact, the poster child of what's going to happen to patriots around the country when they have to defend themselves after they get filmed. The kid is pretty much SOL. What do you guys think?
Well, I have a standing offer for Kyle Rittenhouse to come and train and work at the Freedom Center. Give him a job. I'll give him a job today. As soon as the jury rules in his favor, which I believe it better do, I'll give him a job, and he will be a hero in this area of Missouri. He will not be a pariah. He will be a hero in this area of Missouri, and good for that young man for standing up for himself. Now, having said that, his attorney that put him on the stand took a risk so large with that kid's life as to be almost malpractice. I can't even believe they put him on the stand when the FBI agent and all these witnesses for the prosecution testified that it was self-defense, clearly. There was no reason to put him on the stand. There was no reason to take that risk. I can't believe he did that. What do you think about that, John?
I've been personally involved with that. First of all, juries really like to see the defendant on the witness stand. They like that. They want that. And every case is different. I've disagreed with the defense attorney at some times as to the attorney's decision to not. And usually it's a cooperative effort between the defendant and the attorney. Should we or should we not have you testify? One of the main reasons not to have somebody testify is typically the person would have things that could be brought out that would be harmful from things they did in the past. You open yourself up, your whole life becomes an open book at that point. With a 17-year-old, it's really not an issue. So it was risky. I think it's going to work out okay in the end. But it is definitely risky anytime you put a defendant on the witness stand in a murder case.
Well, I think people need to go outside the courthouse in support of Kyle Rittenhouse and rally. I think we need to have just as many conservatives out there as they have these libtards. I think people need to stand up for this kid. He did the right thing. He defended himself. Now, did he go about it in the wisest way? No, he went about it like a 17-year-old would go about it. But the bottom line is he did the right thing by defending his own life.
Absolutely. We have a break. Jeff, you finished?
Yeah, I'm finished. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you. We got a break. Thanks, Jeff. Right there.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, KosherTified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
And all right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Very nice. $50 discount on each piece of equipment. I'm getting one installed on my new home in the next week or so. This is Farmers Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. Excellent world-class rifle and pistol training in Lebanon, Missouri. The website is freedomcentertraining.com. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon. That's 417-718-2597. Sam, what upcoming training would people be interested in, sir?
Well, John, I was hoping to announce that the ladies-only pistol and rifle class, which is December 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th, was the last class of the year. And then we're going to give our instructors and myself a break. But as luck would have it, we had a request for a long-range class December 18th and 19th. And so we have two openings in the long-range class, December 18th and December 19th. I believe that is up on our website as I speak. So we added a class at the end of the year because of the demand from St. Louis. And so we do have a couple of spots open. If you want in the 1,000-yard class on December 18th and 19th, that's 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, give me a call Wednesday and I'll put you in.
All right. Well, I know a large percentage of each class are my listeners. I assume we have some of my listeners in this long-range class already signed up.
This is the first class, this long-range class. There are no listeners from the John Moore Show in this class.
Well, that's extraordinary.
That's unusual.
Not yet.
We just put it up on the website, right? Now, having said that, the whole class this weekend were listeners of the John Moore Show. So,
well, fantastic.
Yeah. 100% listeners from the last class. So,
all right. Well,
and it goes back and forth. It averages about 50%.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
We have Thomas from Texas on.
We do. Good morning, Thomas.
Hey guys, Sam, I had a number of deer and some other questions. I was just hoping I could shoot off to you guys.
Fire away.
The dump bag that Brandon has, do you know what brand and are there different sizes? A quick bag you could just throw your mags in?
Yeah, and I use the high-speed gear dump pouch.
Okay.
It folds up nice and compact, and it opens up to be fairly large. You can put 8 or 10 full-size 30-round mags in.
Cool. My pistol kept falling out of my holster, and I actually have the KT Mech holster, but then I had Luke change it for the G code. But is there a different holster, or is there a back strap I can add? I can do a lanyard, which I'll probably do, but I'd rather have something that holds it in place rather than just dragging around.
Yeah, talk to Luke, or send your holster into Luke and have him put the G code a switch strap on it. So okay. As your thumb goes down and you acquire your grip on the pistol, you hit this button, which is easy to hit because it's right where your thumb's supposed to be. It's in the perfect spot. It flips the retention strap off the pistol. It gives you good retention, and it's still quick to draw.
Cool. Clothing, I notice a lot of guys are wearing, the camo, and is there any type of brand or, style of just pants and, a cover that you would recommend?
You talking about BDUs, something to wear like pants? What?
Yeah.
Give me an idea of what we're talking about.
Jeremy and even Aaron, they were wearing, long sleeve and then matching pants. It looked more suited. I just had just regular pants and t-shirts and long johns, but whatever they had looked more suited for
training.
This type of training. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple of different routes to go with that. There's stuff out there that's made by Top. I'm trying to think of the rest of the name. I'll have to look that up on the break. But there's 5.11 gear. There's a company whose name begins with T-O-P. I'll get that name for you. And there's also a company that makes BDUs that are really super high quality material and sewing, and they actually have two tourniquets built into each leg, and I'll get you the name of those on the break as well, but you have some options. There's some good quality options out there as far as BDUs. I prefer, if you're talking camouflage, I prefer multi-cam or cryptic. Depending on what part of the country you're in, what type of terrain you're going to be in, but they're the most flexible. So I would start with the multi-cam or the cryptic camo, and generally you need at least three types of camo. You need something that is good in deciduous forests. I think John would tell you that the tiger stripe is good. Then you need a desert color, and you also need a winter color, something that has some white in it.
Okay, Thomas, anything else?
Can I hold on for the break, please?
Yeah, we will do that. Hold on through the break. We'll be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They got to be tired, the Revs. They got to be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. I'm doing our all-weekend consultation with some folks from Chicago this coming weekend. I really look forward to doing these, helping people gain the clarity, the focus, get the information they need to move forward and achieve their goals. The Veterans Day sale on my energy cleaners continues through midnight tonight. That will be midnight Monday the 15th. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. I apply the discount after you make your purchase. I'm not going to change my automated system for a couple of day sale. So if you're mailing a check, make sure that letter is postmarked by midnight tonight, and we'll take care of it for you. This is Firearms Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomcentertraining.com. Telephone, if you want to sign up for this next class coming up, this precision rifle class, or maybe just get a piece of thermal imaging scope ordered. That would be great, too. Just give him a call beginning Wednesday at 417-718-2597. We have held over from the last segment to Thomas in Texas. What's your comment or question there, sir?
Sam, I was hoping you could elaborate on the importance of strength-to-weight ratio. I guess what I think is maybe a folly of overemphasizing anaerobic strength. And sure. With that, do you have like any nutrient suggestions, like maybe Pyruvate, that you suggest for helping aerobic?
So let's talk a little bit about that. First, let me finish the answer. So if you've got a pen and paper and you want to take notes,
yeah.
The company that makes the good multicam BDUs that tend to hold up, they're real strong and they're well done, it's a company called TruSpec, TruSpec. The company that makes the BDUs that have the built-in tourniquets, one in the high junction area above the thigh and then one around the knee area just below the knee, that company is called Blackhawk, okay? And they make really heavy-duty BDUs that have built-in tourniquets in the pant leg. And then the last company is 511. You know, 511. They make some really nice BDUs as well. So I think between those three companies, you can find just about anything you need. Now, as far as strength to weight ratio, you can actually reach a point in your training. Guys that lift a lot of heavy weights, where they're not as effective on the battlefield as they could be. What's more important is strength to weight ratio and meeting certain thresholds. So you need to have enough upper body strength to do the tasks that are at hand. But when you get a lot of extra upper body strength, you're adding weight that your legs, knees, hips, ankles have to carry and move with, and you're not as flexible, you're not as quick or as fast as a warrior. And so you tend to see our special forces guys with very fit upper bodies, but they're not big like a professional wrestler or a professional weightlifter. They're very fit in the upper body and strong, but they're not ridiculously strong. And then they have ridiculously strong legs. And so you see the quads, the glutes, the hamstrings, the calves being highly developed, and the upper bodies being very fit and strong but not overdone. And what that does is it keeps the strength to weight ratio up for movement. Now, as far as diet goes, I would highly recommend that you look at Dr. Gundry's book, The Plant Paradox. There's a list from somewhere between pages 257 and 263. There's a list of what foods you should eat and what foods you should not eat. And I would highly recommend you pay attention to that list. If you want to be strong and fit and you want to be able to move and have endurance and you want to recover quickly from being stressed and worked out very hard, that book has been a game changer for a lot of people, including myself. You know, I no longer get sore when I weight train. Because I'm eating the right things, my body recovers quickly, and I don't get the muscle soreness that I used to. I wish I had known what I know now about diet. I wish I'd known that 40 years ago, because it is a game changer.
Gotcha. Another question. When we were in the training, I know Bruce, I mentioned it'd be nice to have guys in their 20s training. And then we were wrapping up. I remember this story about Hancock, how he funded a lot of stuff. And I was just wondering, just as a suggestion or a thought, like maybe we could send donations. You could start like a Freedom Center scholarship where you choose students of, you know, your own discretion. The instructors choose them, and we basically fund, you know, aspiring and worthwhile guys in their 20s. Because I know in the 20s, I mean, I didn't have a lot of funding, and then in my 30s, I was raising babies. So by the time, I mean, I'm in, you know, near my 40s, by the time I actually have funds and time and, you know, I can leave my children for a few days with my wife. So I would just think, you know, just along that line of funding aspiring students, you know, young students, I mean, I'd be willing to donate, you know, I'm sure others would. But just like a thought, sure. Of Freedom Center scholarship, you know.
Yeah, we have a number of men that donate to help cover the cost of younger students, and I think that's a great idea. In fact, you know, I think Kyle Rittenhouse should be the first recipient of any donated funds. We ought to make an instructor out of that guy. I mean, when you look at him, he has a lot of heart. He has, you know, a lot of motivation to do the right thing. Some of it's a little misguided, and we can straighten kids like that out and get them pointed in the right direction, not just from a use of force standpoint, but from a strategic standpoint and from a goal setting standpoint for the rest of their life. So yeah, I'm 100% behind that idea, Thomas.
And also, I was thinking for funding, like you could, if you had like shirts, like what levels are you training? Like, you know, you could, like level one, like enhanced one, whatever. You could sell different shirts or even add it to the cost of the classes. But, you know, just some, you know, shirts and hats a way to generate more sales. But something, again, I would be willing to buy that too. Just another thought, you know.
Okay, yeah. Let me put some people on that one and see what they come up with. That's another good idea.
And sorry for so much time. Last question. Do you like Ammo Inc. brand 110 VMAX for 300 Blackout?
Well, sure. Yeah, okay. That's decent ammo.
It wasn't. It was 110 VMAX, but it wasn't Hornady, so I just didn't know if that was a good brand. And then if you have any suggestions on 260 off the shelf, I'd love to hear it.
Well, of course, my favorite ammunition off the shelf is made by Lapua. So if you're going to buy ammo off the shelf for the 260, I really like the 123-grain Cenar that Lapua loads in their 260 ammo. And I think you'll find that to be nothing short of amazing. We had a student in with it a couple weeks ago in a long-range course, and that ammo shot lights out. It was the best factory ammo we've ever seen shot here at the Freedom Center.
Well, that's all I had, guys. And again, thanks for your time and appreciate it.
Hey, Thomas, good to hear your voice.
Okay,
thanks for
Thomas.
Calling.
Thank you. All right, our next caller is Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, Sam. Good morning, John. Good morning, Sam.
Go ahead.
Now, you mentioned the brand of pants that has tourniquets integrated into them. Now, do you find yourself using tourniquets much during your classes?
During the classes?
Yeah, well, I just wanted to make sure that I was hoping the answer is no. You know, so just I was wondering why I'm thinking you wouldn't need tourniquets too much for class.
Glenn, are you a stand-up comic in your night job?
I'm always advising Glenn, don't quit your day job, Glenn.
I actually don't want to brag about our safety record because I don't want to jinx us. But no, we use tourniquets in our first aid training segments.
Right. But I was just I was just being a smart aleck. what I did call was a simple principle. We've seen, you know, I found two different unrelated news stories, both sad situations, that what could have been remedied by possibly could have been prevented or diminished by following an elementary school principal. And that is, we've seen a worker, the first fatality in La Palma volcano situation, where a man died this weekend. He was part of a work crew that was led into the exclusion zone to go up on roofs and clear the ash so that the roofs didn't cave in. Unfortunately, this man did fall into the roof, was not discovered for a couple days, and they found his body in this house. And we also have the Kyle Rittenhouse saga. And the elementary school principal that seems to be me to have been missing in these situations was the buddy system. Okay, you learn this when you go to the zoo on a school trip in elementary school or go in. Why, if that man on that roof had not been alone, nobody saw him go in. You know, why was he alone on that roof? And I have the same question about the Kyle Rittenhouse story. Why was he alone? He had his first aid bag, he had his rifle and stuff. But had he been in the company of a 30-something adult, you would have had a buddy system team that may well have been able to ward off the threat, you know, without any shots being fired. So, you know, just
yes.
Whether it's swimming, go ahead.
Glenn, I can't agree with you more. I mean, when we go scuba diving, right? we go with a buddy. Right, when we go spear fishing for large fish that are four times the size of Glenn and John Moore and myself, we do it as a team, right? But in the Kyle Rittenhouse situation, the buddy system wouldn't have worked. When you get in these dangerous situations with a crowd, you need a platoon-sized element as your buddies. That's the only thing that acts as a deterrent to these crowds. Two guys are not a deterrent. They'll chase and beat and kill two guys as quick as they kill Kyle Rittenhouse. But if you have 32 guys that are armed, all of a sudden they don't want to play anymore. And I can tell you that from experience. So when you get into these violent protesting crowds, you need more than two to four guys to hang in a group. Now, if you'll notice, when the police move through these violent scenarios, they never have less than 12 to 20 guys in a group, right? And that's because you need more than two, three, four guys. That's not enough in a violent crowd scenario. To be a legitimate deterrent, you better have at least 20 or 30 guys that know how to work together. But yeah, your point is well taken. And Kyle didn't know that. You know, Kyle was 17. He was going out there to help, right? He didn't really understand that what he really was the equivalent to the guy in Tiananmen Square. He was about to be grease in the tank treads of a protesting crowd. And so that was, you know, that's a forgivable mistake in my eyes. There's no criminal intent there.
Right.
And those people are responsible for attacking him. They deserve to be shot. If you're the aggressor and you're trying to cause great bodily harm to another human being and you're the primary aggressor, you earned that bullet, right, that you get. You earned it straight up. So, unfortunately, Kyle didn't understand what you're bringing to the table, and if he had, he would have been with a much larger group.
Well, at least one other person, that gets you to the buddy system, and then more if necessary. Yeah, but the issue on taking on risky environments alone, bad idea.
Yep.
All right, guys.
Yeah, and
thank you.
And the guy on the roof should have not only had a partner, but they should have been on a harness and been roped off. I don't know if you guys have ever seen someone lay shingles on a really steep roof. But you run a rope over the peak of the roof to the other side and tie off, and you have equipment that allows you to move up and down that rope. So if something collapses or you slip and fall, you don't fall to your death.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, because I mean, it's kind of like worse. I'm sure that ash is probably worse than snow if they get a rain and that stuff gets soaked. You know, but I mean, this guy was literally the straw that broke the camel's back on that roof. So.
Yep.
Yeah. So, all right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Glenn. Our next caller is Lynn in Texas. Good morning, Lynn. Go ahead, Lynn. You're on the air.
Oh, hey, John. I wanted to say good morning and tell you that the passing of John Tidmiller was kind of a kick in the heart and really bothered me quite a bit. The question I had was for Sam, and I'm not having very good reception on my phone here, but I wanted to know about the coating that they talked about for doing the barrels and stuff that's Nidrite, and what does it look like, and how is it applied? And I'll take my answer off the air, if you don't mind.
Okay, Lynn.
Well, Lynn, we could hear you loud and clear. And so... the coating technology that you talk about really isn't a coating per se. Okay, we're not really adding material to the surface of the steel of the barrel. We're actually changing the surface of the steel. And it's a variation of a salt bath nitriding treatment. So NITRIDING, nitriding. And what it does is it changes the steel and hardens the steel. And so typically in a barrel nitriding process, the surface of your barrel will go from a hardness of 30 Rockwell on the C scale up to a hardness of 67, 68 Rockwell on the C scale. And those are the commercial nitriding processes. We have a little bit different process. Our nitriding goes quite a bit deeper, and it hardens up to about 72 Rockwell on the C scale. So, in other words, much harder than a hardened blade, a heat-treated blade on a knife, which is around 58 to 60 Rockwell. And so it's, but it's done similar to a salt bath nitriding process.
Oh, okay. Well, what I was really interested in was something more on the line of not erosion, but corrosion, because we hunt everywhere all over the world. Me and the
well,
guys
you definitely
in the
wanna,
group.
You definitely want to salt bath nitride your barrel if you're hunting all over the world or near the ocean and get salt spray. It does fantastic things for corrosion resistance.
Hold on, gentlemen. Hold on. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie, away, away, away down south.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's see. Is Lynn still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Go ahead, sir. Do you have a further question or comment, sir?
Yeah, the I wanted to know, can this process be done through a barrel that is a gun that's already been used, or you have to have new barrels?
Generally, you want about 15 shots or less on the barrel. Otherwise, it's not really fit to be nitrated. It's got to be pretty new.
Okay, John, I'm going to have to go because I can't hardly hear.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
To the archives. All right, we got open lines. Your call number is 512-248-8252. So the guys, the instructors are going to be taking a break, well-deserved break. It's really intense, the training that goes on, and as well as being fun. And when does training start up again at Freedom Center, Sam?
Well, weather permitting, we'll start probably the middle to end of March. But if we have a real bad early spring, late winter, it may be, could be April 1st, April 5th.
Okay. And when can people anticipate seeing a training schedule posted at the website?
Probably the middle of February. We'll try and have the schedule posted at least 30 to 45 days before the first class.
Fair enough. And during these winter months, you still take orders for thermal imaging and body armor and gas masks and all the other things that you sell, don't you?
Absolutely. We sell the best gas masks and filter cartridges, the best body armor in the world. We sell, we build the finest rifles in the world. I have no qualms about saying that. And, John, we may actually have a first aid class. We may have an 18 Delta or a Air Force PJ or somebody come in and do a couple of first aid classes. That might be something we do in the wintertime. We can do predominantly indoors.
As well as the precision reloading class.
Yes, we'll probably do a few precision reloading classes and hope to mix a couple of first aid classes in with that. But I'll announce that in early January if we're going to put that on the schedule.
Well, you and I have talked privately about a class, and I'm not going to talk publicly about some possible classes and have people disappointed in things that don't happen. But there's a number of things that could be done in the classroom over the winter, aren't there, sir?
Yeah, there's certainly things to work on indoors, and reloading is something that you definitely want to be doing a lot of this winter, because you may need some of that ammo if Biden keeps pushing this country to destruction. And if the FBI and the DOJ don't get held accountable, Durham basically implicated the DOJ and the FBI, DOJ and the FBI. So we're
good
moving
for him.
Forward.
We have a break. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned, everybody.
Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today.